later today. Governor Patterson will address New Yorkers directly about the state's finances. Whatever he says, the news probably won't be good. We're looking at a $5 billion deficit next year and swiftly declining tax revenues as Wall Street reels from the housing and credit crises. New York City has a similar set of challenges to address, and yesterday the Financial Control Board met to review some of them. WNYC's Ilya Marritz was there, and he joins us now. Good morning, Ilya.
Good morning, Sotirios.
So, Ilya, remind us, what exactly is the Financial Control Board, and why did it meet yesterday?
The Financial Control Board is a remnant of the time when our city was in real fiscal trouble, when we almost went bankrupt in the 1970s. It was established in 1975 as an overseer of the city budget. Now, theoretically, if the city finances got too far out of hand, today it could step in and recommend that the state reassert control. That's never happened, and that's not going to happen anytime soon. It's composed of the mayor, the governor, the state controller, the city controller, and then three appointees of the governor. And they meet every July. So the meeting that happened yesterday was not any kind of crisis meeting, but it had a little bit of the air of one because we've come off of some really bad earnings reports on Wall Street, losses of more than $22 billion in the first quarter. And then also because we knew that the governor was going to be making this address on Tuesday night, and we know that state finances aren't good. So all in all, I think there was a lot more buzz around this particular meeting than there usually is.
So what's the city's outlook? What did members of the board have to say?
The city's outlook is not great, and we've known that really since the budget process began early this year, and the mayor asked for spending and hiring freezes by city agencies. The mayor that was finally agreed on by Mayor Bloomberg and Speaker Quinn last month sees decreasing tax revenues of about 6%. The consensus at yesterday's meeting seemed to be that that they were right on the money, that tax revenues are going to be going down, that some of the efficiencies that the mayor and the speaker have asked for are appropriate. And I was actually struck by the degree to which people had said, you know, the city is actually being prudent. These are not great. This is not a great data set at all. But the city is being prudent. So, for example, this year we've pretty much covered our costs. Fiscal 2010, we're looking at a $2 billion deficit. It's really what they call the out years, 2011 and 2012, where it starts to look really quite challenging. Both of those years we foresee deficits of about $5 billion. I believe we have a clip of the mayor. Let's go to that.
In the months ahead, we'll have to keep a close eye on the economic indicators and take whatever steps are necessary to keep our budget for fiscal year 09 in balance and keep our city moving forward. And it's not just this year that we have to worry about. The projected gap in next year's budget, fiscal year 2010, has increased by more than $1 billion since just last May.
Now, that $1 billion that the mayor referred to is primarily due to a retroactive pay increase that an arbitration board ordered for police. But that's the kind of unavoidable cost that that the city really can't control, and that just might come up whether times are good or bad. One other thing that was said in the meeting that I was struck by, Comptroller DiNapoli, the state comptroller, said what he's most worried about, big picture, is a slowdown or a recession nationwide that is either very deep or very long, because both of those would prevent the city from being able to recover quickly.
And just very briefly to wrap up, what did the governor have to say? Is the state in worse fiscal shape than the city?
Yes, is the answer, although he didn't exactly say that. We'll be listening tonight. The state projected deficit for next year is $5 billion. So that's considerably more than what the city's looking at. And the governor said, actually, in yesterday's meeting, he wished the state had been as prudent with its finances as the city has been. So,
all right. Thank you very much, Ilya.
Thanks, Sotirios.
WNYC's Ilya Marritz on New York City's and state's cloudy economic outlook. Of course, WNYC will be providing coverage and analysis of the governor's speech later today on All Things Considered. You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC.